Food for thought. Discrimination is deeply ingrained into the country's institutions. Japan has got numerous anti-discrimination laws, says Yoshiyuki Takuchi, professor of economy at the University of Osaka. But still, tax, pension, social security, and health insurance are based on the model of a four-person family with a working father and a stay-at-home mother. In Japan, companies pay men a higher salary if their wives stay home. Women who restart as part-timers can only earn a limited amount of money. These are rules and regulations that were developed during the 70s, based on the economic reality of that time. They have barely changed since then. Nowadays, they keep women from trying to restart a career. The workforce is shrinking, and Japan is not very open to immigration, Kathy Matsua tells IPS. There's no other solution than to use your existing population more. Women comprise 50% of the Japanese population. They are highly educated, but stop working at a certain age. There are no other options than to take measures to try keeping women on the working track. This is not a feminist point of view, but the objective analysis of an economist. However, Japanese society doesn't seem very willing to accept the idea.